Did you know there is more than one place in the Bible where God saves his people by holding back water? So let's head into your Bible to Joshua 3 and discover how faith sometimes means taking the first step, and sometimes faith means getting your feet wet. So this story is a major turning point for the Israelites. For 40 years, they've wandered through the hot, dusty wilderness. You see, years earlier, they crossed the Red Sea with Moses. Now a new leader, Joshua, is standing at the edge of the Jordan River and looking at the land God promised his people. But there's just one really big problem. The huge, mighty Jordan River is at flood stage, overflowing its banks. The water is moving fast, and crossing it looks impossible. Earlier in chapter 3, there's some surprising instructions. In verse 8, God says, "When you reach the edge of the Jordan's water, go and stand in the river." So think about that for a moment. That sounds a little weird. Then something amazing happens. In verse 15, we read, "Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing." This is an incredible moment. The water piles up, the riverbed becomes dry, and the entire nation crosses safely into the promised land. The priests stood in the middle of the river, holding the ark until everybody had passed through the river on dry ground. One of the big lessons from this story is that faith often comes before we see the answer. God didn't stop the river first. The priests had to take the first step. They didn't know exactly how God was going to do this. They just simply obeyed the instructions God gave them. You see, sometimes we want God to show us the whole plan before we take a step. God often asks us to trust him first with the next step. Maybe you're facing something difficult right now, and maybe you need to have a hard conversation with a friend. Maybe you're nervous about a new school or a new team or a challenge at home. But here's the good news of the Bible. God continues to guide and protect you even when the path ahead looks scary. Our job is to trust God with the next step. God's job is everything that comes after. So remember that God may be asking you to step out in faith before you can see what he's gonna do. So this week, when you're facing a huge obstacle, keep walking with God and step out in faith each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.